you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, pharmacist Kimisha Jones takes us down her career path. Your local pharmacist is a link between you and your doctor. They offer counseling on how to correctly take your medication and what you need to do to avoid similar situations from happening again. They are a reservoir of knowledge, so much so that some persons tend to talk to a pharmacist before going to a doctor. Pharmacist Kimisha Jones has become a trusted friend to many on their journey to recovery. Her journey began after starting university and assessing her options in the medical field. One summer job in a pharmacy helped her find her calling.
I don't regret the decision that I made because pharmacy is similar to medicine in that it deals with the use of drugs to treat conditions. While medicine deals with diagnosing a condition, pharmacy looks at the drugs that are used to treat that condition. And so it's still a medical field and, you know, it's something that I enjoy.
A large part of being a pharmacist is filling prescriptions. However, there's much more. One of the responsibilities of a pharmacist is to educate and counsel patients. This involves explaining to them why they are receiving a particular type of medication.
That pertains to a number of things. Explain to the patient what is wrong with them, why they've gotten to that point of their diabetic, what are some of the reasons why they could have developed diabetes, what it is the doctor is giving them to treat the condition, the side effects of the drugs, what they're not supposed to take with those drugs, what are some of the changes that they need to make in their lifestyle in order to improve so that the illness doesn't get worse. One of the things that we have to do as well is that we have to recognize the errors of the doctor. So sometimes a doctor might write the wrong dose. The item that is prescribed may be underdosed or overdosed. It may be the wrong item for that patient. The patient may be allergic to that drug. And when that is done, we have to call the doctor and advise them that there's an error and advise them as to what to do to correct the error. Or sometimes we'll ask them, what are you going to do now? What are you going to change it to?
This is to ensure that what the doctor is prescribing is correct. She says if a pharmacist dispenses the wrong drug, they are legally liable for the outcome. Just in case you're wondering, pharmacists are not trained to read your doctor's handwriting. They are able to understand what's written on prescriptions because of their training in medical terminology.
We are trained what are the terms or the language that is used on the prescription so that when it comes, we know what it is that is prescribed.
If you would like to join Mrs. Jones in a career as a pharmacist, remember that the profession is part of the medical field. Therefore, science subjects are important. Mrs. Jones recommends having at least two, with chemistry being the most important. Training also involves knowing how the body works and the effects of different drugs on the body.
That is a major part of our training as well, knowing most of the drugs that are prescribed, meaning their active ingredient, their brands, how they work, their adverse effects, their interactions, contraindications, everything about the drug, which is one of the reasons why pharmacists are called experts on drugs, because we are trained in depth on drug, whether it is a synthetic drug, a herb, a plant. So we are trained in terms of the drug, knowing the in and out of every single drug.
Pharmacist Kimisha Jones. There are plenty of opportunities for new pharmacists to find jobs. Mrs. Jones says pharmacists are always in demand both locally and overseas. If you're interested in becoming a pharmacist, the University of Technology and the University of the West Indies both offer degree programs in pharmacology. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.